This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in at 7 after the hour to our overview from the DJV point of view of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. A list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week, Michael Harrison and his staff monitor talk radio stations, programs, hosts to determine what the top 10 stories are of the week and the people that are associated with them. So we have this list, and it's an accompanying hour to the official talk radio countdown show when Michael joins me to go through these stories and to talk about things that are going on in the news talk radio business, the people who are hosts, et cetera, et cetera. We have Jennifer Horn here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, veteran of lots of talk radio wars, in a manner of speaking. Jay Kirshner, who is our social media expert and always has something to say that adds to the conversation, and of course your thoughts, they'll be brought in during our portion of the program that brings in people and their thoughts in with the focus on social media. So as we go to the stories this week, the number 10 item is the ongoing focus on immigration and the problems associated with illegal immigration. I don't think we're, when the list says immigration, it's not talking about legal immigration, it's talking about illegal immigration. And we've sort of, because there's so many other things going on, ladies, we seem to have lost the drift here of all these people coming into the country. It's like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal because, well, it's because there are other things that replace it on our plate. But it certainly, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the big stories of our lives, of our lifetime. The fact that the population of the country is changing as rapidly as it is, with a focus on people who weren't born here, haven't gone through the process to become legal citizens, and the just goes on and on and on, and nobody seems to want to take this bull by the horns. So I don't know, why do we even bother to talk about it? It doesn't seem that our talking is getting us any place, or am I wrong?
Well, I think we have to talk, right? If we're not getting any place, it's not going to help by not talking about it, so I guess here we are, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Right.
Here we are, and that's it. So, yeah, here we are. So do we just give in?
Is that what we've become?
A bunch of namby-pamby weaklings? We just give in to everything.
Well, I feel like it's just become our own Middle East crisis, right? You know, when we talk about the Middle East and we talk about it on the DJV show and we kind of all go, you know, well, it's been that way for a really long time and it's a very complicated problem and it's, you know, and it's just never going to be fully resolved. And I kind of feel like, you know, maybe there's a defeatist attitude. We've had different presidents who've had very different, you know, approaches. And I don't know. No one seems to have hit on the right answer. And I don't know what the answer is. That's why I'm not the president. So that's why I don't want the job.
The president doesn't know what the answer is either. So you could be
no president has. I mean, no president has. Let's be honest. You know,
is it because of political pressure? What is the reason that people don't do? We have the full weight and measure of the federal government that has trillions of dollars at
its
disposal.
No one wants to agree on anything anymore. No one even tries.
True.
No one even wants to try. And that's what is very disheartening, I think, to the American people. I hear it with, you know, in my friend group, we have different political views that are represented, and we can all talk about stuff. We can sit on the beach and have very civil conversations and come up with ideas that, you know, that all of us can get behind. And I don't know why the government can't do it when American citizens are doing it all the time.
Well, the government's supposed to represent us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So representative form. So as much as, what was it, Churchill who said it's a horrible form of government, but it's the best that we have. I can't imagine that we couldn't do better, frankly. I don't want to think, frankly, that we can't do better. At any rate, that's where we are. I don't want to get stuck on it because there are a lot of other things that enter into the mix here. The crime numbers this week, focus on homelessness, not just in the big cities, but around the country. There are people in rural America living in tents. And the difference between the haves is this the discussion? The haves and haves not have nots? Is that where this goes?
A lot of that right now, my God.
About crime.
So much of it.
Well, the homeless, the people that are homeless, the homelessness that are the committing of crimes by people who are on the street. And what happens, I mean, the
obvious
reason.
I think that's one problem. I think that, obviously, there is a criminal element to the homeless issue. Yes, that's probably one. But the spiking crime is, I mean, it's at 20, 30-year highs right now. And I think that has a lot to do not with just people who are living on the street. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that in places like where I live, laws have gotten a lot more soft and squishy. People know that they can walk into stores and steal $900 worth of stuff, and they're not going to even be prosecuted. People are letting them walk out of stores with all this stuff in their arms, and no one's doing anything about it. So what kind of message does that send? It also has to do, I think, with the lack of respect probably given to police and to law enforcement, and then people have been held up in their homes for a year and have gone crazy. So I think there are a lot of different elements that lead to this.
Mm-hmm. And crime and the unemployment percentage is always tied together as well. So when you have record unemployment, you also typically have record crime levels, too. So
well, in this case, though, we created, by giving people an easy way out, when things were tough, the government was there to help, and that was great. But the government didn't need to stay involved as long as it did, and it made it difficult for people to get back to work. Well, not for people who are running businesses to get people to get back to work. That really is that's sort of a crime with a small c in and of itself. Number 8 this week on the countdown, as we work our way up toward number 1, Bill Shatner goes to space. And the if you have, Phil, if you've got the audio of Shatner, I think that's worth playing as many times as we can as he got off. The Bezos machine there, and realized what
you're
he
being
actually,
very kind.
Yeah, I know. The ladies here call it the penis mobile. It is because it's shaped like a penis. Yeah. Anyway, Shatner, as emotional as you've ever heard him, as he gets out of the capsule.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and the, it hasn't got anything to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the moment.
Yeah, it does. Meanwhile, here's Prince William, who is going after space tourism, says all these billionaires should be focusing on saving the planet. So is that something that he's the Duke of Cambridge? Wondering whether he said, quote, "We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair the planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live." It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He got dragged for that. And I think people, the interview was already taped and had already aired by the time Shatner had gone up to space. And, you know, typical headlines, you know, they wanted to tie it to, like, he was basically going after Shatner, which he was not at all. He didn't mention him at all by name. I think it's just in general, a lot of people feel like, okay, this is costing so much money. Why are we not using that money to help the people who are standing in food lines in America? You know, I mean, it's not some. And then the fact that Jeff Bezos, his whole thing is, you know, oh, well, you know, the pollution and the garbage that we have here on planet Earth, he wants to send it up to space. So how is that helping anything? I mean, that's literally what he said he wants to do. It's like, well, why don't you start? Yeah. And he got Shatner convinced that that was like the green thing to do. I don't know. I have no love for Bezos. So, you know,
it's Shatner's no dummy. He won't.
No, I admire him greatly. And I think he was sold a bill of goods by Bezos.
The only time I ever had a conversation with him, Jennifer, was at your house at the Christmas party. when he was sort of holding court. He and Fred Dreyer were talking, and I wandered over and listened to the two of them talk about football. And then Shatner got very philosophical. We were talking about the concussion thing, and what was, you know, he's got something to say about everything. And that's what I think makes him such a fascinating personality.
Well, he's very curious, too. He wants to ask a lot of questions.
I love that. Right. Yeah, I love that about any person. But, I think it's... And to be 90 years old and to, you know, get up to space the way he did and you can hear the emotion. He was so overwhelmed. And they also had technical difficulties leading up to the launch. So he said it was afterwards. He's laying there. He's like, wait, what? There's technical difficulties? What? And then they got delayed. And
I'm getting out of that
plane. Must have been a delay.
It must have been the longest 15 minutes of his life. You're sitting there
You're strapped in this little vessel, and they're like, we can't find a plug. We'll be back. And there's nothing you can do. You can't be like,
there's a mechanical with the plane.
Yeah.
When the pilot says there's a mechanical, I'm getting off the plane. We have a delay because of a mechanical problem with the plane. Now, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming up in a moment, John Gruden is in the focus, and I'm not sure all of you understand what the essence of that is, so we'll talk about it for a bit here on this week's Talk Radio Review with the three ladies and the gentleman from the DJV show. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, this John Gruden thing, what do we make of that? He has a history, and apparently it's caught up with him, so he no longer is the coach. Will he get a job somewhere else? I guess some people are asking. And then people say, well, what did he say? Why is he leaving? What did he do? Indiscreet. I suppose, yes, or does he...
Well, he said some pretty awful things in emails over the years, and, you know, a couple of things. First of all, when people write emails, you know, you don't expect them to be on blast for the whole world to see. That's number one. Number two, there's context, I suppose, to everything, but he also said some pretty awful stuff, and I just still contend that instead of having the NFL or the team, like, hold him down and make him resign over these emails, when the NFL is completely inconsistent with how they deal with stuff like this, it should be about whether the players still have faith in him. Do they still trust him? Do they still think he's okay? I don't know if anybody's asked them
coach.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Food for thought. Thank you, Jennifer. 21 after the hour.
To Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time now for comments from our DJV socials, i.e. Twitter, at DJV Show. By the way, you can find this story list, all the charts are every week posted at DJVShow.com, along with Talkers.com. So we have Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all kinds of ways for you to comment. So, Jay, our first question is...
Do you have anyone in your inner circle with different political beliefs? And if so, how do you nurture these relationships? Because when you read things and you see anything online, it seems like the left and the right can't seem to get along. The for this topic and against that topic seem to not be able to get along. But doesn't really seem to be the case. Only a few people said that they've lost friends or they don't have any friends that have differing political beliefs. Cheryl Grazik said she lost a friendship that was a friendship over 30 years over a COVID disagreement, and she says it still hurts her.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one that's been happening with people. Mindy Galvin commented she has friends with different political views, but they all have the same moral compass, so the friendship works. Yep. And Lori Howerton says that she and her friends just have an agreement that they don't talk politics, and they also have each other hidden on Facebook so they can't see what each other posts and then start bickering.
That's a bit much, though, right? Yeah, that's a little extreme.
What happened to just scroll? Keep scrolling.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Everybody's social media space is their own. Like, I think it's so funny. Like, people get so crazed. It's like, eh.
I was looking at what Michael Dunn said on our posting. He said he's lost friends over political disagreements. You know what I say to you, Michael? They weren't really your friends to begin with. If, in fact, you lose a friend because of something like that, then, you know, the only time you lose a friend is when they cheat you out of something. I think that's kind of a bottom line thing. But to lose them over things like that, no. All right, what's next here on our list of questions and answers from the listeners, Jay?
Well, one of the big topics this week was Demi Lovato saying that calling ETs aliens is offensive. And pretty much everyone was like, shut up, Demi.
I know. Come on.
That was a big one. Mike Zadra was like, you know what? If they don't like it, they can show up and say so. And Ramona Martin pretty much had the same thing. If quote-unquote aliens don't like it, tell me yourself.
Aliens would have to tell her themselves. I thought that was kind of cute. It is kind of juvenile. All right. Now, one of the things we talked about, and this was on the hit parade, the comic book now that portrays Superman's son as a bisexual kissing another man. Okay, so what do people have? This must have been interesting. What do they have to say, the listeners, on this?
Well, there's a lot of confusion over this because so many articles have the title saying that Superman has come out as bisexual. It's not Clark Kent. It's John Kent, who in this specific comic world becomes the Superman of Earth. And Tommy Perez says he's tired of seeing the gay agenda being shoved down everyone's throats.
Okay, so I have a question. I have a lot of gay friends, and their only agenda is to be left alone and live happily amongst themselves.
Who are the people?
What is
you know,
this
that's
agenda?
A great point.
Yeah. I mean,
who is
come
it that's
on.
Pushing all of this stuff? Because it isn't the people who supposedly are being helped by it. I'm with that.
Well, no, I'm saying there's no agenda at all. This is that's just a homophobic
just
want to
be
thing
left
to
alone.
Say.
Right. Yeah. What
mean,
else you got?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, Rick Ault points out that this isn't new. Comics have done this in the past. There was a gay Green Lantern at one point.
Yeah.
Really?
So the only reason
really
that, yeah, and in the comic world, Jay and I were talking about this during the break, in the comic book world, you know, all these superheroes, unless you're like a real comic book fan, you know, you don't even know a fraction of what their stories, their storylines are. I mean, the comic books, they have to pump out all these new issues all the time, and they have to come up with new storylines. Yeah. So, and a lot of people say the comic book world is way more progressive and inclusive, and it's been that way for a long time.
I just thought the movie on the Green Lantern looked like the two guys were gay to begin with. So what?
The one back in the day with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. And who was the other one that was with him? Who was his partner? Remember?
Oh, I can't remember. I just remember Blake Lively was in it. Right. And it was a really bad movie.
Yeah, exactly. All right, comments to our...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The mother of the woman killed by U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, called her daughter's death a murder. Mickey Whithoff on Newsmax.
I'm, you know, hanging in there day by day. Outraged as well. I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me. So all the way home, I was hoping that it was a rubber bullet and that it was not my daughter. So, you know, you run a lot of things through your head.
The Defense Department has decided not to allow the Air Force veteran to be buried with military honors usually afforded by all honorably discharged personnel.
They didn't justify it. It was just decided by Colonel, I can't remember his last name, I don't have it in front of me, but somebody from the Air Force decided that because of her participation in January 6th, she would not be eligible. It's an outrage like so many other things. You know, my daughter was a proud patriot protesting and not an insurrectionist, and I just think that that narrative should cease to be pushed forward for any of our political prisoners, my daughter especially included.
President Trump at a rally on January 3rd.
And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun.
My daughter believed enough in the fact that the election was stolen to go to Washington, D.C. with so many other patriots that are there that are still suffering. And I feel like they tried to squash a movement that day, but I feel like they've made my daughter's voice louder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to our second half hour reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. As we get to the middle of the month of October, these are the charts for the week of October 11th to the 15th, put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And again, you can have access to the list every week by going to djvshow.com to look and satisfy your own curiosity. Listen to us talk about a lot of it, and you can see the list at talkers.com. So, we are up to Facebook number 6, but before we get to that, the people list has, very quickly, Shatner, Zuckerberg, Gruden, Bannon, Trump, we need to talk about Steve Bannon too, I think, Mitch McConnell, the usual list of idiotic political faces. But there was a podcast that Joe Rogan did with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and they're tied for number 5 on the people list. Anybody listen to that?
And did.
What did you think, Jennifer? What's it all about?
I don't think much of Sanjay Gupta anymore. I know Victoria's mom has a doctor crush on Sanjay, but I felt like he was very ill prepared. He, first of all, see, the whole crux of the interview, Joe Rogan had COVID, recovered from COVID, took ivermectin to do it, talked about it.
Well, took and a whole cocktail. It wasn't just ivermectin. He
took a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, but that was part of what he took. And CNN and other people have said, including the CDC, have totally politicized the use of ivermectin, put out snarky comments about how it's horse dewormer and all this stuff. It's an antiparasitic that works.
That's true. It is a horse dewormer.
It is, but it's also taken for humans. Right. Yes. And you know what? There are a lot of drugs that animals take that we take as well, including antibiotics, and nobody says a word about that. But CNN and Gupta all kind of pooed all over the idea of ivermectin and made fun of people who took it. And so Joe Rogan said, why were you making fun of it? It's not just a horse dewormer. I can afford real medicine. Thank you very much. I took it, and it really helped. And Gupta couldn't answer. He just
but the problem is all over
answer.
The place. And then,
the reason well, he
then
couldn't he answer is because there's no answer that counters what Rogan said.
All it took the problem, was, though, is that people aren't taking, and that I talked to a family friend of ours who's a doctor, and he said, this, the problem with ivermectin is that it is, and yes, and Jen's right, it's used all the time in humans as if you get a parasite.
The guy that invented it won the Nobel Peace Prize for crying out loud.
Because it's a strong anti-parasitic, but if COVID does not give you a parasite. And so the problem that no one's taking ivermectin alone when they get COVID. It's a whole cocktail, monoclonal antibody treatments, so you get remdesivir, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that Joe Rogan also took. No one is taking, no, but Jen, my point, though, is no doctor has just given someone who has COVID, no one has given them just ivermectin, so
but
we don't actually know.
That. You know as well as I do, they were talking about ivermectin and making fun of people who took it. And that was
a lot of people
they
who were
talking about any cocktail. They weren't talking
about it.
It doesn't matter. They weren't hurting themselves. And the point is this. Gupta goes up there, makes fun of ivermectin, and is taken apart in one breath by Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan asked him the very good question. Why is your news network spreading fake news? If you are the medical correspondent, why are you lying to people? And Gupta couldn't answer. He couldn't answer. And I think...
I don't know any doctor worth their salt that is giving a prescription for ivermectin without every other cocktail to treat COVID.
But the cocktail doesn't matter. The point is that they don't want you to focus on therapeutics. The people at CNN, the FDA, because they're all making money from the vaccine. This is why. They don't want to focus on therapeutics. Nobody's having the argument about whether or not ivermectin should be taken with other drugs. They're saying that people who take it are stupid and they're taking horse pills. That's exactly what the CDC and the FDA said in their tweet. They didn't talk like what you're talking about with the cocktail. They just said, people who are taking this, you're not an animal. Unless you're a horse, don't take this. They didn't make any comment about how effective ivermectin
is. Lack of understanding of what goes on in the animal world, frankly, from my perspective as a farmer, the idea that there are things that animals, whether we talked about the dewormer, that was, basically this stuff and how helpful it is.
Yeah, that's what it does. Sure. Yeah. I have no issue with ivermectin. We have horses. My dad and my brother use ivermectin on horses all the time. And I have friends who've gotten a parasite, you know, down in South America and needed to be on ivermectin. It's a very powerful drug for what it's supposed to be. But it just, I think that the CDC, when they said, look, people are going and getting prescriptions for ivermectin when they don't even have COVID. They're taking it preventatively and it doesn't prevent COVID.
But instead of saying
there's no reason to take it.
Okay, but it doesn't hurt you.
It doesn't hurt you. And what they did.
But that's where that messaging came from, though.
But the messaging was wrong, and it was bad. And the messaging was meant to make people feel stupid if they were taking ivermectin.
Well, it's
the
politically correct. I'm smarter than you.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, let's move on.
Why would anyone take a drug that you don't need? I don't get that. That is stupid.
A lot of people feel that you're taking the vaccine and you don't need it. I mean, people take things that they don't need all the time.
All right, we should spend a little time talking about Facebook, I suppose, and Zuckerberg. What a coward he is. What a creep he is. He's a cretin. He's a horrible human being. But he has the world in his hands. And when I was talking last night to somebody who was very politically involved, has been a political leader in Massachusetts, and we're talking about Facebook and how nobody can wrap themselves around him because our system is so archaic we can't act. We react. And that he's so far ahead of the curve with his technology that he's not so smug in public, but behind the scenes he's just laughing because there's nothing really people can do. Maybe sooner or later there'll be some kind of a curb on Facebook and its ilk. But for now, those two little rodents that run Google and Zuckerberg and whoever else is around in that space, they got the world by the short hairs. And so, you know, but people are just waking up to it because they object to, I think in this case, Victoria,
Facebook
isn't it all the advertising that people are putting next to statements that they don't like?
Well, that was a specific thing that Google and YouTube are doing about climate deniers and hoaxes and stuff. But with the Facebook thing, I feel like Facebook is the new China in terms of, you know, everyone on principle, right? But if you think about it, everybody on principle, right? I in my very broad group of political spectrum family friends, everybody on the super left or super right, everybody agrees that we shouldn't buy stuff that's made in China, right? We can all agree on that. It's bad for the planet, it's bad for the economy, it's bad for American business, and everyone can agree that Facebook is also evil, but we're addicted to it, and we're addicted to cheap crap from China. It's, to me, Facebook is the new China. People are kind of going, you know, because people go, yeah, well, Zuckerberg's bad and Facebook is bad, but, you know, I need to see everybody's, you know, grandchild, or I need to catch up with someone that I went to third grade with.
I don't necessarily know Mark Zuckerberg, and I don't necessarily like him. I think he is influencing in ways, I don't know that anybody that really likes Mark Zuckerberg, but I think to try to say that a social media platform is evil, I think it's our use of it. I mean, if we think that
the
it's
people
too much,
who are
we
using,
not be
it
using
it as they can. Yeah, okay, let's
using
China,
it as much.
You just did a nice job of encapsulating China, Victoria. So let's move to January 6th, which is number, not literally, this is the middle of October. But the situation with the investigation, I see the committee investigating the Capitol riot is planning to recommend criminal charges against Steve Bannon because he defied a congressional subpoena.
Good luck.
Yeah, but well, those things never go anywhere. Really.
I don't know. Well, it's a politically motivated search. It's led by Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is like, and so everybody everybody throws out the subpoena, and now he's upset because no one's playing courtroom with him, and so now he's going to try to get the real charges. I don't know. I don't see this going very far. I think it's a lot of political kabuki theater where everybody's just looking outraged and nothing happens.
Political kabuki. I like that. It's good, Jennifer.
You can have it.
Political kabuki. All right. Number three, education and politics. That's coming up right after these words here on this week's overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention Americans eligible for Medicare. With so many changes, make sure your plan is the right fit with a free service from SmartMatch Insurance. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if a new plan can get you extra coverage and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free, smart, and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The SmartMatch service is free and there is no obligation. So call SmartMatch and start saving today. Call 855-253-8919. That's 855-253-8919. 855-253-8919.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, coming up to 45 after the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts. Our discussion is focused on the top 10 stories of the week and the people that are on the list at number 3, education and politics. So listen to this. If this doesn't scream at everybody and anybody, this sounds like it'd be something that would happen in California, but it happened in Texas, where an administrator with the Carroll Independent School District advised teachers that if they have a book about the Holocaust, they should also offer students access to a book on an opposing perspective. Can you imagine? Just think about that and where we're going with curriculum.
Yeah, I mean, how do you oppose
the Holocaust? There is no Holocaust. If there wasn't, didn't have the Holocaust deniers. I didn't even think they had a book. How in the world can you
Where
be so GD
right
stupid?
Mm. Oh, welcome to Texas.
The arrogance. Well, that's why I said I figured it would happen in California.
Unfortunately,
like
it's everywhere.
California.
Yeah. So it sounds like teaching opinions over facts.
It is.
They do now.
Yeah,
that's the
it
part.
Is. Yeah. I mean, the whole school system is not geared to teaching you how to think. It's teaching you what to think. This is so damnable and outrageous. I just, it's, man.
Well, the reason this story even came out is because one of the teachers in this meeting secretly recorded it and then sent it to NBC News and said, this is what we're up against.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the head of the education department telling these teachers and trying to use it on this new House bill down in Texas. I mean, it's ridiculous. And actually, the person who wrote the bill in Texas came forward and said, this is totally not what I wrote into the bill. If there's a book about the Holocaust, you do not need to present some sort of opposing view to it. I mean, there are certain things that are just facts. World War II happened. The Holocaust happened. I mean, are we just so allergic to actual truth now that we need to have
a lot of anti-Semitism too?
Oh, I know.
It's
horrible. It's on the rise. It's awful.
Okay. Number one is the economy. Okay, we've talked a lot on the DJV program, and I assume elsewhere because it's number one, about inflation, about the cost of homes, cost of gasoline, cost of food, and the whys and wherefores. So let's spend a minute on COVID and the FDA endorsing the Moderna booster. How's that going to affect people? I've asked the question this week, could I get a Moderna booster on top of the booster I get from Pfizer?
Do you want to glow? Like, what?
I know, you know, with all that.
What is wrong with you?
You're going in the extreme. Like,
tell me to drop an IV or something?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Doug is literally gone from, like, the anti-vaxxers on one side, and he's on the other now.
Wow. I still think we have too many vaccines, but. Okay,
the FDA. I know.
I had the three shots. I got a flu shot and I had a pneumonia shot all in the same week. I had to get all three of my Pfizer shots. But
Are you researching what other vaccines you might be able to get?
Well, it was kind of like it was a research project, kind of like I did when I took the three different pills for.
I think Dr. Fauci has your face on his wall. He's like, now this is a true American, this guy right here.
Right.
He's currently got 742 vaccines in his body.
Phony Fauci. Okay. Food and Drug Administration saying that they'll meet to review Merck's experimental oral antiviral treatment for COVID. What do we think about that?
That's
a good idea.
Initial studies, therapeutics are great. If the initial studies hold up, because they didn't test it on too many people, but if it holds up, it's very promising.
Yep. Good stuff. Thank you, ladies. Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, Doug, Stefan. It's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Past the hour now, time for a visit, our weekly visit with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. He's everywhere, kind of like, you know, what happens when, I'm not going to equate you with some of the things on the farm. It's okay. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. General Motors, the Chevy Bolt, they say they're going to pay for the recall of the batteries, or LG, yeah. I guess, is going to pay. Or they're the ones that made the batteries in the first place, right?
Yes. It's a good deal, I think, actually. You know, if you bought a vehicle, you want to make sure that at least the car company that made it in, or the person that made the part is behind it, and Chevy are doing the right thing. And it should be the same with any vehicle that you buy. If something goes bad, I wish it was the same with things like washing machines and kitchen appliances.
Yes.
If they went bad, and someone would replace them, well, they're doing the right thing, and they're replacing the batteries in them. And they're doing it with a smile on their face, too, as it should be. It's not so good for the reputation of their electric cars, but they're doing it with a smile on their face, and they're pushing forward and still pushing their agenda. So all good to them. I wish some other car companies had the same attitude as them, but it's not the same across the board, unfortunately.
No. So. All right, so I saw a list this week that was in Forbes magazine of cars that still have manual transmissions, even though it's sort of a dying breed. My trucks have manual transmissions. It's hard to find a truck, you know, a medium-sized truck, or a car Like the old days, my daughter drives a Volkswagen diesel with what they call a gearbox. She grew up on that, and she'd rather have that than not. And so they were looking around trying to find a new car to replace this one, and they can't find, they want an electric car. They can't find any car anymore with gearboxes. But this list says there are 21 of them.
Well, I think there's actually 20. There is 26. It depends on how you look at it. But the interesting thing is, so first of all, electric cars don't have transmissions because they're like a train set. If you had a train set as a kid, it has a little dial that goes up, and then the more power you want, the more you turn it up. So there is no transmission in electric vehicles. The great thing is, though, your manual transmission vehicles don't get stolen because those rapscallions
that
steal vehicles don't. Yeah, they don't. Yeah. So,
no.
If that's a good thing, in the positive column, that goes down as a check mark. There are fewer and fewer, but I did see a press release that came out this week that says Acura are bringing back the Integra, and the Integra does not have, or it does have, a manual transmission, so they will bring it back. Honda are doing pretty well. They do like their manual transmissions, and they do have them in their vehicles. There are a few brands that...
I think you can get them in the Mini Cooper still, I think, says it's probably a Mini Cooper you can get it in. But
yes, you do. There's some brands that people do champion them, but the generation that are coming up now, they don't know how to drive them.
They don't know how to drive, period. They don't know how to drive.
They are learning, though. They are saying that this up and coming, the Generation Z will buy more vehicles in the next 5 years than the rest of us put together. But I'll wait for that to happen. I'm not sure I believe that being true, but we'll wait to see if that actually happens.
All right, you just released. Go ahead. We'll finish the sentence. Yeah, go ahead.
I said manual transmissions are probably on the way out. That's the truth.
Boo. Okay, you've released your report, Best and Worst Drivers by State.
Yeah.
And so what's your analysis come up with? Where are the worst drivers?
Well, interestingly, Tennessee doesn't fare very well, unfortunately.
Really?
But overall, it does worse for drunk drivers, and it does worse for accidents. But interestingly enough, the West seems to do worse than the East. The East seems to have better drivers than the West. I think what happens is when you get in more rural communities, people don't pay as much attention to driving, and so the worst drivers, interestingly enough, tends to be the places like number one state, by the way, for the worst driving is Iowa. So congratulations, Iowa, you win. Followed by North Dakota, and then California is up there, Alaska, Utah, places that you'd expect that have a lot of areas in which there are a lot of nothing. So people tend to sort of lose concentration as they drive in country roads, and then they tend to sort of lose their concentration. So I would say that the big city drivers and places with a lot of population tend to be better drivers. Places with a lot of nothing, where people drive in a lot of country, tend to have worse drivers. So you might be better off sticking to the West Coast, to the East Coast rather than the West Coast.
I'll stick to both sides, thanks. For now, anyway. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website here on the DJV program.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.